Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Travis Buck. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting third. The first baseman, Darrick Barton. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Sweeney. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Emile Brown. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Donnie Murphy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Chris DeNorfia. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chad Gauden. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The left fielder, David DeLucci. Batting third. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ryan Garko. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Franklin Gutierrez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jamie Carroll. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Andy Marte. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cliff Lee. And now, play ball. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Buck strikes out. 1 out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Garko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Barton hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sizemore hits a fly ball into center field. DeNorfia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of 3-2. DeLucci takes first base on ball 4. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hafner hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Emile Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brown strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Crosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Peralta hits a pop-up towards third. Murphy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Garko hits a line drive towards the mound. Gauden reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gutierrez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Suzuki strikes out. Two outs. Chris D'Onofrio is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. D'Onofrio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jamie Carroll batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Carroll is hit by the pitch. Andy Marte is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Marte strikes out. One out. Grady Sizemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. Carroll moves to second. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. DeLucci is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, DeLucci hits a fly ball into center field. D'Onofrio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hafner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hafner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carroll scores. Sizemore goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Buck is 0 for 1 in the game. Buck hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Gutierrez, who is chasing the ball. Buck reaches third base with a triple. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buck scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barton is 0 for 1 in the game. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Gutierrez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0 for 1 in the game. Peralta strikes out. One out. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 0 for 1 in the game. Garko hits a fly ball into right field. Buck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into center field. D'Onofrio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby hits a fly ball into left field. DeLucci settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jamie Carroll batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carroll is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carroll hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0 for 1 in the game. Marte bunts towards the mound. Gaudin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gaudin. Carroll moves to third. Grady Sizemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sizemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carroll scores. Marte moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. DeLucci is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. DeLucci hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Marte moves to third. 2 outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hafner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hafner hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Suzuki is 0 for 1 in the game. Suzuki hits a fly ball into right field. Gutierrez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris D'Onofrio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. D'Onofrio is 0 for 1 in the game. D'Onofrio strikes out. 2 outs. Travis Buck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Buck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Buck hits a fly ball into left field. DeLucci settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0 for 2 in the game. Peralta takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Garko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Garko is 0 for 2 in the game. Garko hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Peralta moves to second. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutierrez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Barton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carroll is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Carroll takes first base on ball 4. Peralta moves to third. Garko moves to second. Andy Marte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marte is 0 for 1 in the game. Marte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Barton is 0 for 2 in the game. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Sweeney batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Gutierrez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fernando Hernandez now pitching. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sizemore hits a fly ball into center field. Denorfia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. DeLucci is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. DeLucci hits a fly ball into center field. Denorfia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Travis Hafner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hafner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Murphy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carroll settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosby strikes out. 2 outs. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Peralta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Peralta hits a fly ball into center field. Denorfia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garko takes first base on ball 4. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Gutierrez reaches second base with a double. Garko moves to third. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Carroll takes first base on ball 4. Asdrubal Cabrera pinch hits for Andy Marte. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera strikes out. 2 outs. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sizemore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garko scores. Gutierrez scores. Carroll moves to third. Sizemore moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. DeLucci is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. DeLucci hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carroll scores. Sizemore scores. It's 7-1, Indians. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hafner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hafner hits a fly ball into right field. Buck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jamie Carroll now playing third base. As Drubal Cabrera now playing second base. Rafael Betancourt now pitching. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Suzuki is 0-for-2 in the game. Suzuki hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Chris D'Onofrio is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. D'Onofrio is 0-for-2 in the game. D'Onofrio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Suzuki moves to second. One out. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Buck hits a pop-up towards short. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.